Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 8:50, the pre-opening market report now with Tom Rogers. Morning, Tom.
Good morning, Jake. Morning, everybody. Higher wholesale pork prices and snug supplies at some processing plants are fueling mostly steady to firm calls for cash hog prices early today. The USDA reports the pork cutout on Monday up $1.52 per hundredweight at $74.41. Livestock dealers and buying station managers say some plants evidently have a few holes in their midweek or later slaughter schedules and need additional loads. Peoria called steady today, top price of 45 even. Butcher run, they say, will be light. Pork prices were up. Prices in the West are carrying a premium, so if the market changes, they say, it should be higher. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, June 11th, negotiated swine purchases were $13,715. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was 64 even to 70.45. The weighted average was 68.65. That's down $1.07 from Friday. On a live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 44.75 to 58 even. The weighted average there, 54.38. In the West, negotiated swine purchases were $10,222. The base price range was 62 even to 74 even. Weighted average was 70.40, up $1.04 from Friday. On a last live basis, barrows and gilts sold from 47.76 to 59 even. The weighted average was 55.81.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
In a moment, we'll check the overnight trade on the boards of trade in Chicago and Kansas City and get a pre-opening call from Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. First, a look at our growing area's weather. Here to do that, AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom. Well, no change for the eastern Corn Belt weather, at least not in the short-term forecast. There may be a storm system right now pegged by the computer models to arrive next week, and that could bring 75 to 80% coverage to the region, with amounts generally light, but again, any breaking of the dry spell will help. But we're looking for amounts anywhere between 0.2 inch and 0.75 inch, with a few local areas picking up over an inch of rain, and that would be Monday through Wednesday of next week. After that, a couple of reinforcing shots of cooler air in the northern and northwesterly flow aloft will help to generate some of the instability showers that are more common this time of year across our area. It is uncommon to have a blocking system that just does not allow any precipitation to develop across the area. No update on the drought monitor across the country, but a short-term drought indicator across the country that was taken over the weekend shows that eastern Illinois is still dry, obviously dry. Some areas in east central Indiana into western Ohio have picked up close to average precipitation, and things will change for the indications to the south and east from the Tennessee River Valley into the Delta and the southeastern U.S. because storms have been firing up on a more regular basis across portions of Florida and Georgia, and areas to our west across the Ozarks in through the south central plains. Some pockets of heavy rain leading to flooding, and that will be indicated on the, again, the drought monitor that will come out this week and show some changes in that area. There was a lot of activity yesterday on the wheat market, and that could because of the drier and warmer weather in Russia, the Western Commonwealth of Independent States, that leads to increased crop stress for those areas still suffering from drought. Yield potentials for spring cereals will continue to move lower. Rain was partially removed from the eastern China forecast for the next week, and that change will offer better crop maturation and harvest conditions for wheat areas in the Yellow River Basin. Western Australia still needs significant rain, but little is expected for a while. Eastern Australia's crop development will continue to advance favorably, with little change likely over the next week. Wheat weather in South Africa, well, they still need a boost in precipitation, although crop conditions have improved with last week's rain in that area. And the European crop conditions will be good as rainfall diminishes, temperatures briefly turn a little bit warmer. The Canadian southeastern prairie and the northern U.S. plains need some drier weather to induce the best crop development. A few areas along the U.S.-Canadian border are a little bit too wet. U.S. hard red wheat areas will receive additional rainfall over the coming week, keeping some fields too wet and maintaining a level of concern over the grain quality there, and some harvest delays could occur if the wet weather continues in that area. As far as the overall conditions in the crop, the corn and soybean areas, not much change occurring to the forecast for the coarse grain, oilseed producing areas around the world. Biggest changes will include warmer weather for the CIS, the western CIS, and that will further downplay the significance of rain in southwestern Russia and neighboring areas, and slightly less rainfall in eastern China next week. Again, the corn and soybean areas of western Australia still waiting on the significant rain, and it does look like India's monsoon is expected to bring much-needed moisture into soybean and groundnut areas soon as they look to the planting season. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Thanks, Mike. Let's take a look at the overnight trade, how that shaked out in Kansas City and Chicago. The July Kansas City wheat contract opened overnight at 548.5. It was at 548, rather, down a half on the open. Last trade up 1.75. September opened at 562, down a quarter. Last trade down a quarter. July wheat in Chicago opened at 554.75 a bushel, down 1.25. Last traded up 2.75. September at 571, down 3/4. Last trade up 1. December 583, down 3/4. Last traded up 1. March of 08 wheat 587.25, down 2.75 cents. Last traded up a half. And July of next year's wheat 560, down a penny and a half. Last trade up 1.5. July corn in Chicago opened overnight at 393.5, down 2.5. Last traded down 2.75. September 401, down 4 on the open. Last trade down 4. December corn 403.5, down 2.5. Last trade down 3.5. March of next year 413.5, down 2. Last traded down 4.25. The May 420.5, down 2.25. Last traded down 3. July of 08 corn 425 a bushel, down a quarter. Last trade up 2.25. July soybeans opened overnight at 826.25, down 3.75. Last traded down 2.75. August at 835, down 3. Last trade down 4.5. September unchanged on the open at 845. Last traded down 3.75. November beans at 860 on the open, down 3.5. Last traded down 3.5. January 868.75, down 4.5. Last trade down 5.5. And March of next year's beans 872 a bushel, down 5.75 on the open. Last traded down 5.5. July soybean meal opened at 229.60 overnight. Last traded down 60. Opened down 60. Last traded down 80. August 230 even, down 70. Last traded down 130. And the July bean oil contract opened at 35.47, up 5. Last traded up 7. Joining us now for a pre-opening call is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we have calls for lower prices today, similar to last night. 2 to 3, 2 to 4 lower on corn and soybeans. 1 to 2, 1 to 3 higher on wheat.
So there is some room for building up on the wheat market after yesterday is a big
thing. Right. There still seems to be some. We were up the full 30-point limit yesterday, and then we backed off from it, but then we came back near it at the end of the day. USDA tightened world stocks of wheat. They lowered them. We have the lowest wheat stocks in the world than we've had in 20, 30 years. And they also, USDA's crop on wheat is maybe not as good as people thought it would be. So we're going to have maybe a tighter supply here also. And that's made the wheat really take off. The industry has realized that we are very tight supplied, and besides wheat, also corn worldwide, and beans after this harvest could be also tighter worldwide. So any little weather problem, any little thing that makes us maybe not have as good a crop is going to make things balloon, and right now it's in the wheat where the crop isn't quite as good as people had expected.
Traders might be looking at the far side weather forecast and thinking it may not be so bad for the Eastern Corn Belt?
Well, they might be looking at that. The good to excellent rating also yesterday afternoon was only down 1. They were maybe looking for 2 to 3, but the far-out forecast doesn't seem to get here. We do need rain in the Eastern Corn Belt badly. If it comes, we could see stuff really go down, but if it doesn't come, any hot and dry could make it really go higher yet.
Anything else moving the market today, you think?
Basically, it's the weather and then the world supply.
So, again, your calls on the board of trade?
Down 2 to 4 on corn and beans, up 1 to 2 on wheat.
And anything on the work that we should be looking at today?
Just mix there. Good usage there on both cattle and hogs, but also decent supplies.
All right. Thanks for your time, Pete.
Thanks.
Pete Manhart is with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Our forecast from Mike Sola calls for a sunny and warm day. The high is from 75 near Lake Michigan to 90 in some central and southern locations. Right now, it's 79 degrees in Urbana on Friends Plaza. A couple of outside markets to look at now. The Dow on the open is down about 14 points at 13,411. The S&P is down about 3 at 1506. Our next market update comes your way at 9:49 with the opening commodity market report. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 9:01. I'm Tom Rogers.